So because we have the presence of, you know, Bab Dada in this energy, in this sacred land of Madhuban, we're having sacred food, sacred company, you know. So we take the best of it, and the thing that you have written on your big piece of paper, that's why I put it on a big piece of paper, so that you can refine it in your notebook at your own pace. Because you'll be here, most of you, for a few more days. So you take the notebook and still go on working on it at home and still continue to work. The notebook contains also the introductory notes from our RCs. And the first one I had, we had the original one which we made. The notebook is in color. There it is outlined. What do we take from Sister Vedanti? What do we take from the message of Dr. Nirmala? What did we take from the message of so on and so forth, the other two? Right? So is this the signpost for you to pick up with? This is just some sample, but you have to choose your own signpost. Got it? So now to follow, to continue our exercise which we did, and the whole piece of paper, you come back with some silence to the root cause. The seven vices. What are the seven vices? Lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment. The other two? Laziness and fear. And all the others are the offshoots. Hate, jealousy, competition, whatever you find. Whatever is it that you have, this other vices that we are connected. You can connect it to the root, the seed one. If you can't connect it, no problem. You write it in details. But whatever is bothering you, you try to condense it. On that small slip of paper, you have the yellow sheet of paper. It's up to you, it's unlimited. What is bothering you the most right now in your life? Is it your relationship? If suppose someone in your relationship is causing some concern, some worry, it means I have attachment. Isn't it? So what form the attachment is taking? Overthinking? Over-worrying? So this is a major defect maybe in me, because maybe it's not this life. It may be several other life I have this sanskar. And it manifests in our physical body in diseases. Yeah, so whatever we have been carrying for birth, after birth, even our relationship, it's not this time we are meeting them. Baba, remember Baba said that all our accounts are to be settled mostly in the Brahmin family. So whether it is Brahmin family or Laukik or your colleagues or your neighbors or whoever, whatever it is. So you pick it out. If you want situations, something that you are not able to solve, hand it over to Baba. I don't exist. If I am working on this point, I and mine disappear. I don't exist anymore. So work on it. We have some moment of silence. We'll give you to work over it and write on this yellow piece. It's a wonderful chance we are having. So we will be writing them the way you want on that yellow piece of paper. Condense whatever you have written on the big sheet of paper. Write on the yellow piece of paper. And in a few minutes, we will go outside. So before we go on that outside, I will put some music. You give you some time to write down. If you have any question at this stage, ask for clarification. Then we shall proceed with the exercise. We'll go outside with the exercise. You'll go outside with your yellow piece of paper. Something that is bothering me very fiercely in my mind right now. It could be a defect. Yeah, right now, at this point in time in my life, in the history of my life. Anything that is bothering us. whether it is me, myself, what is it in me that I am not able to, whether it is in others, it could be my whole lifetime. Right now that it is related to my past life, no. Right now what is the culmination of things that I have lived for many, many lives? It's not coming all of a sudden. Whatever thing I'm facing, it is the outcome of many things that I have had lived before. Don't take the piece of paper and write it. So we will let us have some moment of silence and music in the background. You can have the Om Dhwani perhaps. Let us invite Baba in our midst. The light is shining. Remember, find your seat inside.
The sound of the
Remember, in the evening, in the entertainment program, we had a sketch on sound of the forest. We need to come back to that silent stage within us, when we can hear the unheard, the unspoken. So let us create that sweet silence. There's an author in the Lokik world, he has said, and we know it by experience, that there is within our heart, there is within me, il y a au fond de moi, un sanctuaire, a sanctuary, il y a au fond de toi un sanctuaire. Là où tu peux te retirer et être toi-même. There is within me a sanctuary where I can retreat and be myself. So let us navigate from the world of sight and sound. Navigate from the world of happening situations. For some moment, let me find myself in that deep inner seat of my inner stillness, my inner sanctuary. As I retreat from sound, let me first observe the sound around me. I can hear the music. Some faint sound here and there. I can feel the weight of my body in the chair. Let me deliberately now enter the inner space of my inner consciousness and here inside I access to an unlimited space, the space of my natural silence. Here in this silence vibrations of your unlimited love and compassion, altruistic love, enfolding me. I'm in your embrace of the love and sweet silence. I recuperate myself. I feel myself getting nurtured. Nourished. Refreshed. Re-energized. I'm a powerful soul as you. I'm your child, similar to you. Holding on to this awareness of an authentic being of peace, a soul peaceful, pure, powerful, loving, compassionate. In this state of mind, I take the stand of a detached observer, and from a distance I see my life as if on a big cinema screen, reviewing my acting to the costume of the body. At least watching this life that I have had since I remember as a child and up to now. What have been the recurrent weaknesses? Defects? Failures that have been manifesting in my life through situations, relationships, in any aspect of my life? Because I am detached, I don't fall into the trap of emotion, non-judgmental. I don't judge myself. I observe, I discern. I observe, I discern. What is it in my nature that honestly I can say, this is something I'm not happy with myself? In my nature. Now gently go on writing in that yellow piece of paper to this question. May come from comments you might have heard from your close ones, from your friends, from your colleagues, from your parents, from the elders. So write down on that piece of paper, this is toxic for the soul. Take your time and write it lovingly with the highest intention of getting rid of it forever and forever. No one, not even drama, nothing, no one is responsible for my sorrow, for any feeling of hurt, whatever it is that I am having becoming subject to. No blame game to anyone. I am responsible for what I am feeling right now. Let me honestly write down. Still maintaining this silent mood, be alone with Baba. Don't look at any other person. All of us will be in the same wavelength, same energy. As soon as you finish, we will go in line. We'll go, sisters will go, or brothers will guide you where to go. You'll find